The Haynes Economic Development Corporation examines the impact of Holland America's departure from Haynes. And an anthropologist in Sitka explores the history of the town's architecture. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. A new report by the Haynes Economic Development Corporation examines the impact that Holland America's departure from Haynes will have on local business. Earlier this year, Holland America announced it had canceled most of its cruise ship visits to Haynes next summer. The town had been expecting an increase in visitors, but Holland America's announcement means there will be 43,000 less cruise ship passengers next summer. The Haynes Economic Development Corporation estimates that will result in a loss of more than $3 million in spending by visitors. The borough stands to lose $170,000 in sales tax revenue. HEDC calculated the losses using the average amount spent by non-residents while visiting Haynes. According to the McDowell Group's Alaska Visitors Statistics Program, the average visitor spends $111 while in Haynes. HEDC's report is available online at haynesedc.org. In Sitka, there's a unique piece of local architectural history hiding in plain sight. Several pieces, actually. Four, and possibly more, houses built by Mount Edgecombe boarding school students in the 1950s are still standing, but their story and their significance to the people who built them remain largely unknown. Now, an anthropologist is working to change that. KCAW's Ari Snyder reports.
Head east on Peterson Avenue toward Edgecombe Drive.
Candace Rutledge has been house hunting around Sitka recently, but she's not looking to buy. Rutledge, an anthropologist with Sea Level Consulting, is tracking down houses built by Mount Edgecombe boarding school students in the 1950s. At the heart of her research is a group of four houses on Tongass Drive across from the Search Hospital on Japonski Island.
And are these the houses?
These are the houses. This is PHS 2, PHS 3, PHS 4, and PHS 5 is on the corner.
Students in the vocational carpentry program built these houses as single-family homes, mainly for hospital staff. Today, they hold Indian Health Service offices. But IHS is transferring them to Search, meaning the buildings will lose historic preservation protections that come with federal ownership. That's where Rutledge and Sea Level Consulting come in, to document and preserve their history. She'll compile her findings in a booklet.
I would say this is cultural anthropology, and we are just collecting history that's still living amongst us.
The single-story wooden houses were built in what's known as the minimal traditional style. Think small, functional, nothing too fancy. To the untrained eye, they might not look like anything special. But for people like Aaron Isaacs, who helped construct these houses when he was a student, they are very, very special.
That is my pride and joy, and I worked on a lot of projects.
Isaacs is from Klawock on Prince of Wales Island. After the local high school burned down in 1954, he moved to Sitka to attend Mount Edgecombe. He joined the carpentry program, learned to build houses, and never really looked back. He went on to become a carpenter and a builder, and taught his children so they could follow him into the trade. He still lives in Klawock and flew to Sitka recently to speak about the vocational carpentry program at an event organized by Rutledge. Isaacs marvels at what they were able to accomplish.
We're just kids and we're building houses.
Standing outside the houses on a chilly evening as rain starts to fall, Isaacs reels off one story after another, preserved in sharp detail even 60 years later, like the time he was working on the roof on a frosty morning and his friend started slipping off.
He went sliding off the roof and I couldn't grab him. He slid right off. He landed on his feet. He's standing there looking at me and we started laughing.
And when their instructor, the famously detail-oriented George Nelson, backed his truck right into the side of one of the houses.
William Joseph and I were standing by the door and we saw it coming. And we ran over out of the way and he backed right into the house. Oh, so we had to tear that whole corner, that section out and rebuild it. He apologizes about 1,000 times, I'll bet you.
For Isaacs, it's hard to overstate the importance of these buildings. In addition to setting him up for a lifelong career as a builder, they represent a crucial point in his life. Growing up in Klawock, Isaac says his family lived in poverty, and his parents struggled with alcoholism. So getting to Mount Edgecombe was a huge change.
I had my own bed, clean linen, towels once a week, toilet right down the hall, shower right down the hall, dining hall right down, within walking distance. And all we had to do was learn. Man, what more can we want?
There is a house I haven't looked at yet, if you want to go take a look
with me.
It's on Shotgun Alley.
Based on interviews with Isaacs and around 20 other alumni, Rutledge has been canvassing Sitka in search of Mount Edgecombe houses that have slipped through the archives. Today, she's following up on a tip that takes us out Sawmill Creek Road to a house on a beach overlooking Thimbleberry Bay.
The original ground floor would be 26 by 45 feet, and they've added a second story and an addition to the side as well. If this is indeed from Japonski Island, it's hard to tell with all of the alterations.
Chalk this one up as a definite maybe. Regardless of the exact findings, Isaac says he's happy that people are taking an interest in these houses. Even though he went on to build much larger and more complicated structures, for him, one of the little houses on Tongass Drive still occupies a class of its own. It's the first house he ever built.
I built freeways, tunnels. Those are just buildings, but I often thought about this building, this particular building, and there's almost no other way I could describe it. My pride and joy with building this house.
For a carpenter and a builder, he says, there's no project that can really compete with that first house. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ari Snyder.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.